Charlotte City Council members this evening are expected to take the next steps in putting a $223 million bond referendum on the ballot in November, WFAE's Mark Rumsey reports.
As part of this year's budget process, City Council members last month approved a community investment plan that includes the anticipated bond referendum this fall. Charlotte voters will be asked to approve $118 million in street bonds, $55 million for neighborhood improvements, and bonds to boost the city's housing trust fund by $50 million. That's part of an ongoing push by Charlotte leaders to create more affordable housing. City Council members tonight will hold a public hearing on the planned bond referendum, followed by a vote to officially advance the measure for placement on the November 6 ballot. Also on the City Council's agenda, a request for zoning changes that would allow development of a hotel and conference center on the UNC Charlotte campus near the J.W. Clay Light Rail Station. Plans call for a 230-room Marriott hotel as part of an $84 million development that university leaders say would help attract large conferences and boost UNC Charlotte's academic reputation. The university is asking the city for $8 million in funding that would come from local tourism taxes, such as the additional 8% in room taxes charged on hotel bills. Council members are expected to make decisions on that project by late August. For WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey in Charlotte.